This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar yesterday said that the Northeast is the heart and soul of the country. Addressing a private event in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar emphasized that the Northeast is not just a geographic region, but a vibrant tapestry of cultures, traditions and natural beauty that embodies the essence of India. Vice President said the region's rich spiritual and natural heritage and expressed his admiration for its vibrant culture, exquisite cuisine and the energy of its people. Mr. Dhankar also highlighted the recent recognition of Assamese as one of the classical languages. He said that this designation carries a positive ripple effect, showcasing the rich cultural heritage and diversity of the nation. Speaking about the media, Vice President Dhankar urged them to be ambassadors of the Northeast and to champion the region's potential in tourism and development. Former President Ramnath Kovind, who headed the High-Level Committee on One Nation, One Election, has said that India will greatly benefit from adopting simultaneous election in its steady march towards a Viksit Bharat. He said this in New Delhi while delivering the 30th Lal Bahadur Shastri Memorial Lecture on simultaneous elections. Mr. Kovind added that simultaneous elections will have long-term benefits such as better governance, policy stability, social cohesiveness, economic growth, enhanced global competitiveness. He said it has the potential to be a foundational reform for a more inclusive and prosperous future. The Union Cabinet has approved the conferring of the status of classical language to 5 Indian languages. These are Pali, Prakrit, Assamese, Bengali and Marathi. Talking to Akashvani News, the chairman of Bharatiya Bhasha Samiti, Chamakrishna Shastri, termed the government's decision as historic. He said that this decision would help the youth to learn classical literature that has been written in these languages. Some of these languages have been fighting for classical language status for a decade. 6 languages, including Tamil, Sanskrit, Kannada, Telugu, Malayalam and Odia, are already holding the title of classical in India. All the classical languages are listed under the 8th schedule of the Constitution. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Sangma held a view on the ongoing flood situation in Garo Hills, which has affected all the 5 districts, particularly South Garo Hills and West Garo Hills. The incessant rains since Friday midnight has led to flood in Dalu area of West Garo Hills and Plain Belt areas. Gasupara in South Garo Hills is also badly affected, where a bridge has been washed away. With the recovery of 3 more bodies, the death toll of civilians has risen to 10 in Dalu in South Garo Hills. Chief Minister has directed the administration to release the ex-glacier to the next of the kin. Chief Minister has directed the administration to seek for any assistance from the government and ensure that the relief is carried out in the affected areas. In Meghalaya, the Unitrap Youth Council, HYC, an NGO, has vowed to start a mass protest if the government does not take action on the 7 demands of the NGO to fight against drug trafficking in the state. In a letter to the Chief Minister, HYC urged the state government to accept and approve the demands of the organization. These 7 demands include treatment and rehabilitation, free detoxification, OST and daycare centers in all the drug trafficking districts to hear cases under the Fast Track Special Courts under NDPS Act 1985 to strengthen the fight against drug trafficking and to establish the Office of the Narcotics Control Bureau in Shillong. The second edition of the Shillong Book Fair organized by the National Book Trust India was inaugurated by the Governor of Meghalaya, C.H. Vijay Shankar, on Friday. The 9-day book fair will be on till 13th October 2024 on the premises of the State Central Library in the hill city of Meghalaya. The Governor expressed happiness at this festival of knowledge as it will benefit the youth. India Meteorological Department has forecasted light to moderate rainfall over northeast and south peninsula India today. The Weather Department predicted that there are no significant chances of rain in the northwest, west and central regions in the coming days. IMD said Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe, Rayalaseema and coastal and south interior Karnataka are very likely to witness isolated heavy rainfall in the next 2 to 3 days. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.